Good morning. So, back to Hillel and Shammai. A little strange, because we discussed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Talmid, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the other Elazar ben Arach. But the 15th parak began with the statements of Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, his first statement was about how you have to worry about the interests of your friends. We spoke about that last Thursday. Rabbi Eliezer's next statement was about not becoming angry. Don't always be quick-tempered and light-fused and always getting angry at people and contentious and confrontational. So who is the paradigm of someone that wasn't angry? It's Hillel. So the conversation goes back to his Rebbe's Rebbe. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer's Rebbe was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rebbe was Hillel. So Hillel was the quintessence of someone that wasn't angry. Now, how do you become someone that's not angry? One of the major moral crusades in life. The two most toxic traits are arrogance and anger. Those are the two traits that the Rambam cautions us to be very extreme about. Be humble in the extreme and be someone that's very, very infrequently angry. How do you work on not being angry? How do you work on eliminating your anger? Anger therapy. Now, I call it anger therapy because even before you reach that, there's something called anger management, in which you get angry, but you don't express your anger. And you wait until you respond. And I talked about this early in the year, before some of the boys from MTA were even here, about how Moshe Rabbeinu, a little bit relevant to Parshas Chukas, according to the Rambam, part of Moshe's sin at the rock was because he flashed his anger. And Am Yisrael couldn't even imagine that Moshe was angry because someone of such moral rectitude would be angry. They assumed Hashem was angry, and hence they had certain thoughts about Hashem that were theologically incorrect. It's the Rambam's view of Moshe's failure at the rock, failure at the Mei Meriva. But now we're talking about not just managing your anger, but eliminating your anger. This takes a long, long time in life. It won't happen overnight. It's a lot of work, a lot of effort. Hillel is the paradigm of someone who eliminated his anger. Listen carefully to the language. Alti noach lichos, ketzad melamed she anav ki Hillel. If you want to avoid being angry, you should be humble like Hillel. This is a very strange association. Avoiding anger means being humble. How does being humble eliminate anger? What's going on here? And then we'll see tomorrow, Shammai being the antithesis of Hillel. He's not called someone who is arrogant and therefore is angry, but there's something else, but let's leave Shammai for tomorrow. So the story is told of Hillel, of two people that were making a bet whether they could get Hillel angry. And they wagered 400 zuz. And the person who took the side that he could anger Hillel knocked on his door Erev Shabbos when Hillel was showering. And he said, I have a question. So Hillel said, my son, ask your question. Now get ready. This is not a question in the world of PC. But this was the question he asked Hillel. He said, Hillel, why are the eyes of Orientals slanted? So Hillel gave him an answer. The eyes of Orientals are slanted because they live in a windy area and their eyes have to be protected against the wind. Okay, came back a few minutes later. It's 2 minutes before Shabbos, knocks on the door. Hillel's in the shower, his bathrobe. I have a question. Why are the feet of Africans wide? Again, it sounds a little racist. I mean, South Africans, sounds a little racist. So Hillel answers and he says, because they walk in a very watery, I don't know which water he's referring to, but they're walking in watery climates and their feet have to be webbed in order to respond to the watery climates in those days. Goes back in another minute before Shabbos, knocks on the door. Hillel comes out and says, what do you want? So this guy gets angry at Hillel. Says, wait a second, what do I want? That's how you talk to me? The first two times I knocked on the door, you called me my son. You're very warm to me. You're very embracing. Now you say, what do I want? So Hillel's, it's hard to know what Hillel's response was. He wants to know, why do the Babylonians have tall heads, cone heads? So he gave some answer about the way they were raised in Babylonia. Basically, this guy is frustrated. He loses his 400 zuz because he can't get Hillel to become angry. So let's slow down. First of all, the core of the issue, anger always germinates when you feel you've been shafted or shortchanged or something that you deserve and hasn't been delivered to you. So what are the things that make people angry in life? Traffic. I have an important life. My life is significant. People are waiting for me. People to see, places to be. Everyone else on the road, they've got meaningless lives. They can wait in traffic. but I've got important things to do. Or I deserve the job promotion. I didn't receive it. I'm angry. I deserve the best seat in the Beis Medrash. I do. I deserve the best seat in the Beis Medrash. I'm angry. I didn't get it. The best chavrusa, the best girlfriend, the best wife, the best... When you feel best food, you feel you deserve something. That always comes from a place of self-evaluation. If you're humble, and you say every day in davening, v'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeh, I should be like afar, not in the way that people victimize me, but I don't see myself as being that significant or that superior to other people, then when you don't receive things, you're able to understand that. Maybe, why should I be angry? I deserve those. I deserve all those areas that I didn't receive. So ultimately, if you don't just want to manage your anger, but you want to eliminate it, it's if you're able to adopt the type of humility that Hillel was famous for. So hence, there's the association between the two traits. Alti noach lichos, how will you be someone that's not angry if you're an onav like Hillel? And ironically, although not so ironically, these are the two traits, anger and humility, which the Rambam saw as the two most dangerous. They're not just separate and autonomous, but they're linked because haughtiness and ego leads to anger. And if you eliminate one, namely arrogance, hopefully you will eliminate the other. Now what's interesting about this story is that these are two settings or two triggers that normally make people angry. One is when they're under, even people who aren't typically angry, even people who are even-tempered, people who are calm and moderate. And one is when they're under pressure, time pressure. This wasn't just disturbing Hillel taking a shower. This was disturbing Hillel taking a shower 2 minutes before Shabbos. The language of the Mishnah is, it was sunset. So it's like a minute to Shabbos. So it's very important not to let the setting stress you to the point of anger. Very often, people's response to stress is anger. You'll see a Mirta Shimon, you're in college, you're taking tests, you're under a lot of stress. Your parents will say something to you, you'll scream back at them. Your friends will say something to you, you'll lash out at them. It's important to be aware that when you're under stress, to be aware of the tension you're facing and say, I'm going to work a little bit harder not to vent, not to take it out on people around me. Number two, not only was there a trigger point because there was a time pressure, but also because this person was invading Hillel's personal space. It's another trigger for people. It's one thing if you come to me in the Beis Medrash, say, Rabbi, I have a question, can we talk, can we not talk? Another thing, if you come into my house at 11:30 at night, unannounced, or you walk into my bedroom or something, I wouldn't recommend it, but he was invading Hillel's personal space in private time. Okay, maybe it was inappropriate with the Talmud. Maybe the Talmud should have had more social etiquette, more emotional intelligence. But from Hillel's standpoint, he didn't let that get to him. And the third factor is a little slip-up that we see in Hillel. He never was angry, but that third time, not only is it important to deal with people and embrace them, but to do it in a way that you don't make them feel like they're being a burden. So let's say you come to me and you say, Rabbi, okay, I'm so busy, but I'll do it for you anyway. Then maybe I'm helping you, but emotionally and socially, I'm insulting you. So twice, when he knocked on the door, Hillel said, B'nai, how can I help you? The third time, Hillel didn't say B'nai, he didn't call him his son. And he detected, this nudnik detected in Hillel's voice a little bit of, not even disdain, but burden. And he was very insulted by it. And he said, you're not calling me B'nai. There shouldn't be any leaders like you amongst Jewish people who are so insensitive to others. It's important not just to be responsive to people with your time and your resources, but also, especially when you're stressed, to convey to them that you're happy to do it. It's a question of body language. Is that happy to do it? And not just to avoid anger, but to convey that sense of care. So this is the portrait of Hillel's humility. This is how Hillel's humility allowed him to avoid anger and allowed him to be embracing even in stressful situations. We'll see Shammai's inverse tomorrow, but it's not that Shammai was arrogant. We'll see a little bit about how Shammai was unable to reach this level, not because of arrogance, but because of something else. Okay, so we'll see this throughout our session.